The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open now to 1 Corinthians 8, we should finish our study in this chapter today. Find your place there. We'll begin reading with verse 8 after a word of prayer. Father, we come now in Jesus' name, and I ask you to help us preach your word. Help us to practice what we preach. Take it to heart and put it in our lives as we yield ourselves to the Holy Ghost to sanctify us by the truth of your word. Help us, Lord, to help your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We've come to 1 Corinthians 8. Begin our reading with verse number 8. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which hast knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died. But when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Now we want to remind you that we are looking at Paul's address concerning things offered unto idols, meat offered in the temples in honor of false idols, and whether or not believers should eat of it. It's one of those questionable things. Things not clearly addressed in Scripture heretofore, but now dealt with. And so there is liberty to be allowed for. But with liberty comes responsibility. And it should always be accompanied by charity, by humility, and by a reality of love for the Lord. That would make liberty correct in the life of the believer. But then we should also be careful, lest we who are strong and mature with a certain knowledge cause a weaker brother to sin, to stumble, to perish. And so Paul says we ought to be careful in our liberty. Truth to live by. Be careful and correct when you practice your personal liberty. And liberty must sometimes stand aside. And I'm not talking today about questionable things such as drinking alcohol and using tobacco. Many like to place that in the category of personal liberty. But brethren, the Bible is clear in those things. It's wicked before God. It's a defilement of our bodies, which are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and we ought not look upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup. And Timothy, oh, they want to point to Timothy and say that Paul said Timothy could have a little wine. Yes, he did. And he said, use a little wine. And when wine in the scripture is used in a good connotation and in the context it's not forbidden or shown to be evil or accompanied by sin, it is always that pure and unfermented wine, non-alcoholic, the pure wine of the grape. Now, liberty, matters not clearly addressed in the scriptures. We get back to our text here, verse number 8. The immaturity is to be recognized in verse 7. Let's back up and read that now. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge of the one true God, the Father, of whom are all things, and that we are by him and in him. There is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. In other words, some that may sit down to eat this meat will see it as a thing offered unto an idol. That is, in their mind, in their conscience, they hold the idol with some regard, and they view the meat as something that is paying homage to this false god, even this idol. And therefore, their conscience will be defiled if they eat this meat. Now, Paul goes on in verse 8, which we've already read, to state that whether we eat this meat or we don't eat this meat, we're not commended to God. It does not profit us one way or the other. The things that truly profit us are the things that the Holy Ghost produces in our lives by His work and by the Word of God. Things as righteousness and peace and joy, charity, faith, love, meekness, gentleness, goodness, those things, the fruit of the Spirit, these commend us to God, not the eating of meat or not eating meat. And so, there should be in our lives a carefulness in which we consider what does commend me before the Father. And we are careful to maintain those things. We are careful to seek after righteousness and godliness and holiness. And those who would be what we would call the loudest voices for liberty in the Christian life, they are the ones always discussing and always defending questionable places, questionable practices, questionable participations. Most often, that same crowd are the ones who care least for righteousness and holy living and godly living. To borrow the words of James, chapter 3, verse 10, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. If we would consider what commends us before the Father, then we would be careful in our liberties. But then there should also be consideration before the Son of God. Consideration before the Son of God causes me to regard the saints and causes me to regard the Savior, to regard the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Now in verses 9, 10, and 11, I show regard for the saints if I am careful with my liberty, lest I make them to stumble, lest I make them to sin. Verse number 9, but take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. To them that do not have this knowledge, I dare not make them stumble. I want my life, and you should want your life, to be a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. But then in verses 10 and 11, we should be careful lest we make a weaker brother sin by our liberty. Verse 10, for if any man see thee which hast knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? Now Paul is referring here to a stronger Christian, actually sitting down to meat in the atmosphere of the heathen temple and during a feast given in honor to a false god. Such an activity, though that man or woman may have liberty, knowing that the idol is nothing in the world, that the meat has not been offered in sacrifice to a real god, they are false, there is not any other god but one, that liberty, that knowledge, if not careful with it, can be a stumbling block to a weaker brother who may formerly have worshipped this idol and may as yet hold some regard to it as being a real object, worshipped and honored by some, not having that knowledge of the one true God, and now his conscience is smitten. His conscience is wounded, and he is actually emboldened to sit down himself and eat such meat, and he does it, as in verse 7, as a thing offered unto an idol. To do so is to sin against my brother. Notice verse 12. We should regard the saints, but when ye sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. We should regard the Savior. If we would think more of our brethren and think more of our Lord and Savior, we would be careful with our liberty. Truth to live by, verses 1 through 12. But now verse 13, Paul gives them a testimony to live by. Notice, he says, wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Paul gives a personal testimony here, and it's practical and powerful. What a testimony. He said, I will practice what I am preaching. I have liberty to eat this meat. It does not commend me to God one way or the other, but if it offends my brother, then I will eat no flesh while the world standeth. Love, charity, humility, yes, and reality in one's Christian testimony as evidenced by Paul's personal conviction to not eat meat, though he was at liberty.
We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.